AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. There are rain and flood warnings in effect for many parts of the East Coast through Sunday. Hurricane Joaquin is far out to sea, but record-setting rain from it has led to flooding in many communities. AP correspondent Joshua Rapogel reports that streets are flooded in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, from the stubborn rainstorm.
Charleston's shaped like a peninsula, and the southernmost part, it's a low-lying area, lots and lots and lots more water. And at one point, I saw some kayakers in the middle of the road going down the street, mingling with traffic.
Officials suspect a recently disconnected gas stove may have caused an explosion Saturday that killed a woman and injured three others in Brooklyn.
Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro says when emergency crews arrived, they found the entire front of the three-story building blown into the street. Officials suspect the explosion originated in a second-floor apartment where a tenant had recently disconnected a stove.
We are told that the tenant there purchased a high-end stove. It was their own stove. They were moving out of the apartment and were going to take that stove with them.
Another woman in the building was killed. A man walking past with his 10-year-old son was injured, along with another passerby. Julie Walker, New York.
Vice President Joe Biden says even though the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community has made a lot of progress, there is still work to do.
We've made great progress in ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We made it clear in this administration that you're proud of the fact that so many members of the LGBT community are willing to risk their lives and serve their countries, and many have given their lives for their country.
He gave a keynote address to the Human Rights Campaign in Washington. This is AP Radio News. Washington's Max Scherzer tossed his second no-hitter of the year in a win over the Mets in New York.
The all-star right-hander struck out a team record 17 in a dominating 2-0 win to complete a doubleheader sweep. Scherzer struck out 9 straight batters before Curtis Granderson hit an easy pop-up to end it. Only one batter reached base against Scherzer, and that came on a throwing error by third baseman Yunel Escobar leading off the sixth inning. Scherzer became just the sixth pitcher to throw 2 no-hitters in a year and the first since Roy Halladay in 2010. He previously threw a no-hitter against Pittsburgh on June 20th when he came within one strike of a perfect game. I'm Jim Militello.
In Germany, there was music at a church service Saturday marking the 25th anniversary of Germany's reunification. Chancellor Angela Merkel was there. East and West Germany reunited October 3rd, 1990. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.